I'd like to say I love the Lord, thankful for what he's done for us, thankful for what he's done for me. He saved my wretched soul and give me salvation. He's gone away to prepare a place for me, a mansion for me. He's gone away to prepare that, and that I'll be able to go and be with him again one day. And one day soon, the way it looks. So just keep your eyes on Jesus, because he's coming back soon. But I've been talking to a lot of people this year, and well, end of last year and the beginning of this year, and they kept saying, can't wait till 2020 is behind us. And I understood that. I agree with that. Can't wait till 2020 is behind us. But we don't know what 2021 is in store for us. And you say, well, preacher, don't get up there and get everything down and kill the spirit. Just bear with me. We're going to read the Word of God. The words of God is what will comfort us. The words of God is what will guide us. The Word of God is what will keep us. We need to be in the Word of God. We need to read it more. We need to understand it. We need to get it down in our heart. Why? Because it's life. And if we'll get that down in our heart, we'll see that. And when we get it in our heart, we'll live that. And when we live it, it'll be shared with others as we go out into the world and the workplace. And they'll see a difference. Like Brother Jonathan, I mean, we see he gets up and testifies. He gets up and praises the Lord. And in the service already, how people's getting up, thanking God for what God's done for us. And even on our sign, it still says, thanks to God. And that's where we're going to be at today. We're going to thank God. But we got to realize where we're at. Got to realize what's going on. As we look in this world, man, there's all kind of turmoil. There's all kind of sadness and sickness and rioting and pandemic. And there's all these things that's going on out in this world. And if we ain't careful, we'll get our eyes focused on that. And we'll get depressed. We'll get down. We won't read our Bible. We won't pray. We won't come to church. We'll get our eyes focused on those things. And we'll be all so miserable. But that ain't what God's about. That ain't what he wants. He wants us to praise him and worship him. He wants us to come together to worship him in spirit and in truth. And we're going to do that as we read on today. Psalms chapter 118. Psalms chapter 118, verse number 1. Says, oh, mine does. It's a big O. I don't know what's in y'all's Bible, but it's a big O and capital give. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Hey, that's what we've been doing here today. We've been giving thanks to the Lord because he is good. Why is he good? We're going to read that. Because his mercy endureth forever. Amen. God's mercy endureth forever. Ain't we thankful for that? Amen. Hey, I'm telling you, I'm a big old boy. And when mom and them had that extra country ham and them extra hog jaws, I was thankful that ETH. Why? Because there was a bunch. Why? I could go back for second and thirds. Why? Amen. Because this is talking about God and how good he is. Amen. It's a continual thing. His mercy endureth. It continues and continues. It never runs out. His mercy, what is his mercy? His love and his kindness, his salvation. Hey, I'm telling you, that's what, when we read that, and we should get that down in our heart. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. What is he good about? He's good about sharing his mercy. He's good about sharing his love. He's good about saving people. Hey, if we will just get in our heart and get the Holy Ghost down inside of us and go out into a lost and dying world and let that love go out and let that love shine. He goes on in verse number 2. It says, let Israel now say that his mercy endureth forever. Let the house of Aaron now say that his mercy endureth forever. Let them now that fear the Lord say that his mercy endure forever. And as you read those, let Israel now say. It's in other words, his people. His people, God's people. We know that the Jews was his chosen people. We know when we received Jesus Christ as our salvation that we've been engrafted into the Jewish belief and the Jewish religion of Jesus Christ as Lord. We know that he died for us. So he's talking there. He's talking about the people, Christians, across the world. Let the house of Aaron. Now he's talking about the church house. He's talking about his people, his priests and his people. Then he goes on and says, let them that fear the Lord. Now I'm telling you, that's what we need to get back to. We need to get back to fearing God. We'll read on and we'll see about that in a minute. But how the Bible breaks it down is we, the people, us, the church, and then us individually, me. So Israel is we, and the house of Aaron is us, the church house. God's going to come back for the bride. He's coming back for the church. He's not just coming back for Calvary Baptist Church. He's coming back for every church that believes in him and is ordained by him and is saved by him. There's many members, but there's only one body. He's coming back for that. But then he breaks it down to individually, and then he tells us, he says, let them now that fear the Lord say, what? That his mercy endure forever. And I'm telling you, in today's times, we need to really get that down in our heart. We need to really realize, I'm telling you, I'm the biggest sinner in here. I'm the one that is the weakest. I'm the one that needs to read my Bible more. I'm the one that needs to pray more. I'm the one that needs not to get lifted up with pride. I'm the one that needs to not be controlled by the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eye. I'm the one. It's me. It's me the one he's preaching to. It's me the one he's talking to. I need to get this down inside of my heart and in my soul. Verse number 5 says, I called upon the Lord in distress. The Lord answered me and set me in a large place. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear what can man do unto me. I called upon the Lord in my distress. When I got saved, I remembered. I was in Milstead Baptist. I was on the third row about where Jessica is. And I was clamping onto the pew in front of me. And y'all heard me say when I took that step to the right, that's when it happened. When I surrendered, when I called out, when I asked God, and I come on down. But when he heard me in my distress, and he sent me in a large place, he saved me. He gave me salvation. He saved my unworthy soul. He gave me his love. He gave me his blood that he shed on Calvary for my sins. And he set me in a large place. This is the verse that really has stuck out to me when Brother Tracy asked us to do the service today. It says, the Lord is on my side. And I was thinking about that. I was thinking about in 2021, as I talked to these people and how they think that 2020 gets behind them, it's going to be better. I got news for you. I really don't think it's going to get better until we repent. I really don't think it's going to get better until the church, not this world. This world don't understand it. Fox News don't understand it. CNN don't understand it. Hey, this world don't understand it. Why? Because they can't. They can't understand it. Hey, but my people, which are called by my name, I know they can understand it. Why? Because I know that he heard me when I was in a bad place. I know, hey, when I was in a strait, I know when I called out upon him that he saved me. And I know these things down in my heart. But the Lord is on my side. Hey, I know this. I know that the Democratic and the Socialists are coming into power come January the 20th. Hey, and I don't like that no more than you should like that. I know this pandemic is wreaking havoc. I hear it all around in the beginning of April, February, March, April last year. You know, I can remember people saying, well, I hear about it, but I haven't heard nobody that I know or nobody close to me. Nobody that's close to somebody that's close to me. Well, we're going on almost a year in it to now. It's close to home now. Amen. Hey, it's in our homes. It's in our backyard. It's affecting our church. It's affecting the people that we love. We didn't have streaming service last week, so I watched Brother Mark Stroud, and I don't think this was from COVID. I'm not sure, but I do know this. He lost his dad. 12 days later, he's lost his mom. So remember Brother Mark Stroud and their church as they go through that. But I'm just telling you, I know it's all around just by the prayer requests that we've heard. And when we was walking in this morning, I heard this one passed away and this one passed away. People that I know, that people they know, that's been affected by this pandemic. But I'm telling you, it's good to be a child of King. Why? Because the Lord is on my side. I don't care what 2020 held. I don't care what 2021 holds. But I know who holds 2021. I know the one that holds here and forever. I know the one that was in the beginning. I know the one that's here now. And I know the one that holds the future. Hey, he's my Savior. I know that he's on my side. And without him on my side, I'd be oh so miserable. But I'm telling you, he's on my side. And with him on my side, how can I go wrong?
Amen.
How can I go wrong? God is on my side. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. I will not fear what man can do to me.
Amen.
I don't fear what them socialists is going to try to do, but I will tell you this, they're going to try to shut us down.
Right.
It's coming, it's coming, it's coming, it's coming. Yeah. You think it's bad to have to watch it on live stream? What's going to happen when all these Silicon Valleys and all these social medias shut us down and won't let us put it on live stream?
Right.
Hey, but I don't care. I serve the Lord.
Amen.
You need to make up in your mind right now what you're going to do when it comes to serving the Lord. I tell them, hey, I'm not living in fear. Hey, I tell them, I don't go out and lick door handles. Just to prove my faith with God. Hey, but I got some sense about me. Hey, I try not to shake hands. I try to bump. I try to wash my hands till they're cracking and bleeding. Hey, I try to be smart about it. But I know this, the Lord's on my side. I know this, the Lord is on my side. Hey, I'm telling you what, if the government, hey, they want to come in and give us a stimulus, hey, that's all well and good. But all they're trying to do is just get you where you're dependent on them. Get you where we're a socialist country. Get you where you put your faith and trust in them and not in God. But I know this, God's on my side. Amen. I know the Lord is on my side. It says, the Lord taketh my part with them that help me. Therefore shall I see my desire upon them that hate me. Read that now. Read that. Look down and read it. Verse number 7. The Lord taketh, E-T-H, my part, my part. God's going to take my part.
Amen.
On those that help me. Well, what does he mean by that? He's going to take it. He's going to multiply. He's going to multiply my part. Well, what good is that going to do? Hey, he's going to multiply my part. Hey, and I shall see my desires upon them that hate me. And what should I desire be on those that hate me? That they get saved and they get born again. Why? Because at one time I was lost. At one time I did have hate in my heart. At one time I did have enemies. At one time I did want to see people be punished and go down. But not no more. Why? Because I want my desires to be his desires. I want them to experience what I experienced. What is that? That the Lord's on my side. Not only is he on my side, he's on your side.
Amen.
Hey, and if you're lost, he wants to be on your side.
Right.
Hey, and if you're lost, he is on your side. Not in the way of blessings, but until you come to him. Hey, till you repent, till you call out upon him. Hey, he was on your side even before you knew he was on your side.
Amen.
In the foundation, in the beginning of the world, he was on your side.
Amen.
Why? Because he knew we was going to need a Savior.
Amen.
He knew that we was unworthy. He knew. Hey, he knew. And not only did he come and he died on that cross and he saved our soul, but listen, now he sits on the right hand of the Father,
right,
making intercession for you and I.
Amen.
Verse number 8, it says, it is better to trust in the Lord. And that's what we was talking about earlier with the government. It's better to trust in the Lord than put your confidence in man.
Amen.
It's better to trust in the Lord than put your confidence in princes. All nations can pass me about, but the name of the Lord, I will destroy them. So it's better that we put our trust in the Lord.
Amen.
It is better that we don't depend on man. We don't need to depend on our boss. We don't need to depend on our spouse. And don't get me wrong, I love my spouse and I need my spouse. And my spouse takes care of me. But I can't put my trust in her. And she can't put her trust in me. We got to put our trust in the Lord.
Amen.
And we don't need to put our trust in the government. We don't need to put our trust in a king. We don't need to put our trust in the president. We don't need to put our trust in the people up in Congress. We need to put our trust in the Lord. Verse number 10 again says, all nations compass me about, but in the name of the Lord I will destroy them. They compass me about, yea, they compass me about, but in the name of the Lord I will destroy them. They compass me about like bees. They are quenched as the fire of thorns. For in the name of the Lord I will destroy them. And as we see these nations, these other false religions, these false gods that's trying to take America down and trying to take our country down. We know China and we know Russia and we know Iran and we know all these countries that's up against us. But I'm telling you, if we'll just stay faithful, we'll stay true to God, he'll destroy them in his name. It says, verse number 13, thou hast thrust sore at me that I might fall, but the Lord helped me. Remember when it was saying, he's with those, he taketh our place with those that help us? Here it is again. He's saying the same thing, but the Lord helped me. The Lord is my strength and song, and has become my salvation. The voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the tabernacles of righteousness. The right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly. I shall not die, but live and Amen. Declare the works of the Lord.
Amen.
So here's where we are. We need to declare the works of the Lord. We need to keep our focus on God. We need to keep our focus on Jesus Christ who died for us. We need to keep our focus on the Holy Spirit that lives within inside of us. Because if we walk in the Spirit, we're not walking in the flesh. But if we walk in the flesh, we're not walking in the Spirit. Those two are contrary to each other. They cannot be. Because the world is enmity with God. It strives. It don't go together. There's friction. He said, I shall not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. So in these days and times that you and I are in, we need to be declaring the works of the Lord. What is the works of the Lord? To seek and save that which is lost. To come into a lost and dying world to give salvation. It says, verse number 18, the Lord hath chastened me sore, but he hath not given me over unto death. So right there, the Lord hath chastened me sore, but he hath not given me over to death. So in our sins, when I sin and I come short, and when I sin and get in the flesh, and when I sin and don't read the Bible, when I sin and don't pray like I should, when I sin and don't worship him like I should, and when I just sin, they're all sins. God chastens me. He spanks me. He gets my attention. Hey, but he didn't turn me over to death. He didn't walk away from me. He knew what he was getting when he got me. You understand what I'm saying? He knew. I can only know y'all by what I see y'all and how close of interaction that I have with y'all, whether at work, whether here at church, whether whatever we do. I only know you a little bit. You only know me a little bit. But God knows everything about us. God knows everything about us. He knew everything about us before we got saved. He knew us before we was formed in our mother's womb. He knew us, but I'm telling you, he saved us anyway.
Amen.
While we was yet sinners, Christ died for us.
Right.
And I'm thankful for that. Verse number 19, open me the gates of righteousness. I will go into them. I will praise the Lord. This gate of the Lord into which the righteous shall enter. I will praise thee. For thou hast heard me and art become my salvation. And I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful he become my salvation. I'm thankful that he heard me when I cried out.
Amen.
But I'm telling you, you do have to cry out.
Amen.
It don't come by works. It don't come by turning over a new leaf. It comes through salvation. It comes through conviction. It comes through a broken heart and a contrite spirit. It comes when you release control of yourself, realize that you're on the way to a devil's hell, and without him, you're going to split hell wide open.
That's right.
And that you're going to die forever and ever and ever. And there's going to be flames, and there's going to be torments, and there's going to be gnashing of teeth, and there's going to be that longing to have a chance to hear the word of God again, to be saved again, but it's going to be too late. Over in Ecclesiastes, it said it'd be better to be a live dog than a dead lion. Hey, it'd be better for you, hey, to be nothing, and have a chance of opportunity of salvation than it would to have all the riches and all the gold and be in control and die and go to hell.
That's right.
That's what the Bible's telling us. That's what it's saying. We need to get this down in our heart. And it says, verse number 22, the stone which the builders refused has become the headstone of the corner. Listen, this is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. And I think that's what's happened to us as we're getting older and as we're getting all this turmoil around us. Everything's compassing us about with all this stress and strife and turmoil. We're forgetting the salvation. We're forgetting what the Son of God done. We're forgetting what the God of heaven, the Father, did when he sent his only begotten Son down to a lost and dying world, to a bunch of wicked people. Hey, that he said, hey, if you'll just believe and if you'll just confess with your mouth and if you'll just repent, I'll save you. Not only will I save you, hey, I'll give you life. And not only if I give you life, I'll give it to you more abundantly. Hey, I'll give you riches untold. Eyes haven't seen and ears haven't heard what we got in store up in heaven. Just to be at the feet of Jesus, the one who died on that cross for us. He's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be praised.
Amen.
Verse number 24, this is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Save now, I beseech thee, O Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, send now prosperity. Not prosperity of finances and prosperity of this, but prosperity of the Spirit of God.
Amen.
Prosperity of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Prosperity of the Word of God. Prosperity of the power of God. Prosperity as a church that's many members but one body. Prosperity with our pastor. Prosperity with our deacons. Prosperity with us, the church members. Hey, prosperity that the sickness will go away. Prosperity that we can come and we can worship him and in spirit and in truth. And it won't just become a do-over and same old ho-hum thing. But during the week, we'll be praying that God will touch and have prosperity in his church on the Sabbath day. Why? Because this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Every day that's made, God has made it. But the Sabbath is a holy day. Hey, we need to keep it holy. We need to reverence it. We need to understand that we're talking about Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And he is this prosperity. Verse number 26 says, blessed be he that cometh in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you out of the house of the Lord. God is the Lord, which has shewed us light. Bind the sacrifice with cords, even to the horns of the altar. God says, I sent my Son into the world as a light, but the light, the darkness comprehended it not. Why? Because the world and us, lives and souls and flesh, we knew that when this light, that it was going to be made known of what our sins are. And God's still doing the same thing. He's still sending the light. We still got sin, and we need to repent of our sins. We need to return from our sins. We need to repent and return back to God. Hey, I'm telling you, y'all know my testimony about getting saved young, getting away from the Lord and coming back to the Lord. Hey, and when I do those things over and over and over, I repented of them daily. God, please don't let me do that again. God, forgive me of doing that again. And you know what? He did forgive me, but it got old to him. Why? Because it wasn't real to me. Hey, I didn't understand what God was doing for me. I didn't understand. That's just like my kids. I love my kids. I want to bless my kids. But if my kids are going the wrong way, I cannot bless them. If we, as his children, if we're going the wrong way, he cannot bless us. He's not going to bless us. Why? Because he wants us to get it down in our heart and soul. Why? Because we need to be laborers for God himself and for the house of God. God, the fields are white, the harvest, but God, send us laborers, not laborers just to clean the church, not laborers just to cut the grass, but laborers to be soul winners, laborers to be God-fearing, laborers to be those, hey, that repent of their sins and try to live holy and try not to just justify it, but try to live it in front of a thrice holy God that says this, I'm holy, you be thou holy.
Amen.
That's what we need to do.
Amen.
Since 27, God is the Lord.
Amen.
With hath shewed us life. Bind the sacrifice with cords, even to the horns of the altar. Thou art my God.
Amen.
And I will praise thee.
Amen.
Thou art my God.
Amen.
And I will exalt thee.
Amen.
Exactly where we started off, exactly how we started this service off, with the Holy Ghost being here and God being the guide, God being the lead,
Amen.
God being the head. When we sung the songs, we had another one that wanted to sing a song, and then we turned it over to anybody that wanted to give testimony. There was a bunch that gave testimony. We're giving God praise.
Amen.
I'm thankful for that.
Amen.
I'm not only thankful for that, I'm thankful that my daughter gets to see that.
Amen.
I'm thankful that these little ones get to see that.
Right.
I'm thankful today, and I'm hoping and praying that this sermon is going through that those are shut in at home. And I know it's not the same. Why? Because I've been there on that other end, and it's not the same when you're sitting at home with just you and yours. But it's still better than being alone. Hey, he says where two or more are gathered together in my name, I'll be there also. I understand that, but it's nothing like being at the house of God. There's nothing like coming home. I know this is worldly, but Dorothy had it right. There's no place like home.
Amen.
And I ain't talking about my home and my mama. I'm telling you, when I go to my home at my mama's, I'm just as comfortable. Why? Because I know nothing's going to get me. I know my mama's going to take care of me. I know my mama's going to ask me if I'm hungry. I say, no, mama, I look like that all the time. Yes, I'm hungry. Yes, I'm ready. Well, I need to be the same way when I come in the house of God spiritually. When the Heavenly Father says, Son, are you hungry? Yes, Lord, I'm hungry. Yes, Lord, feed me. Feed me from the table of God. Hey, give me drink from the throne of the water of the river that runs through the throne of God. Hey, we need to be more about God. We need to be praising him. And the last verse, same as the first verse, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good.
Amen.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. For his mercy endureth forever. 2021, God's mercy still endureth. 2022, if he don't tarry his coming and come back and call the church up out of here, God's mercy will still be endureth. Why? Because he is good. He is worthy to be praised. So in 2021, I don't believe in resolutions. I'm going to make a New Year's resolution, all that. But I do need to believe this because I just read it. We need to be giving more thanks to the Lord.
Amen.
We need to realize what he's done for us. I'll go on and put a little plug in right here. We need to be thankful for one another.
Amen.
I'm thankful for y'all that showed up today.
Amen.
I'm thankful for y'all that are watching live stream. I'm even thankful for those that's not watching this. That may be cold and indifferent. They just got upset. The devil's telling them a line. They're taking the feed. They're taking the line that the devil's giving them. I'm even thankful for them. Why? Because I miss them. I long to be back with them, to worship them. I remember the shouting. I remember the testimony. I remember it, and I know, God can. Why? Why can God? Because his mercy endureth forever. His mercy endureth forever. We're going to ask them to start making their way around to the piano. If you hear this morning here under the sound of our voice, or if you on the live stream watching, you need to call out to the Lord. you need to. Let's go to verse number 5. I called upon the Lord in distress. If you're not saved and born again, friend, you're in distress. Now, the devil might have you blinded, and where you don't see it, you think you're in control. I think about Brother Ray singing that song, I Can't Even Walk Without Him Holding My Hand. Man, I love that song. I used to think it was all because of me. I'm a big man. I'm a man that takes care of his family. I'm a man that's worked hard. But as I get older, I realize it's the blessings of the Lord. Hey, I used to be the one that was lost and didn't realize I was in distress. But I want to ask you something in your hearing. If you was to die, if you was to get the COVID and die, if you was to go out and get killed in a car wreck, where would you be?
Amen.
Where would you be? Would you be in a bad place or would you be in a large place? Amen. Are you saved and born again, washed in the blood? Are you lost? Are you one of those that I hope so? I think so. Me and the Lord's got an understanding. Yeah, the Lord's got an understanding, but your understanding is wrong.
That's right.
You're going to die and bust hell wide open. And I worry about those that don't even want to talk about their salvation or get offended. Oh, you're just judging me. I ain't said no judging. All I asked you was, are you saved and born again? That's all I asked you. I asked you out of love because I'm concerned for you. I asked you out of love instead of just letting you go on the way and hand you a $20 bill and say, God bless you. Go buy you something to eat. I'm worried about your soul. I called upon the Lord in distress. Listen, the Lord answered me. I'm telling you with the authority of the Word of God, if you'll call upon the Lord, He will answer you. But you have to call upon the Lord. You have to realize that you're lost and undone. You have to realize that there is an ending. You have to realize, over in Hebrew, it's appointed unto men once to die, and then after this, judgment. You got to realize there's a judgment coming. I've done a lot of funerals, and I've been doing a lot here lately. And I'm telling you, those that's laid out before us, it's too late. I tell them all the time, I can't preach them into heaven, and I can't preach them out of heaven.
Right.
I can only go by their testimony, and I can only go by what you're telling me.
Right.
But I don't know the situation with that person that's lying there in front of me. And I don't know y'all's situation, but I do know this. If you'll call upon the Lord in your distress, He'll answer you.
Amen.
And it goes on and it says, and set me in a large place. When you get saved and you get born again, you get heaven and all the riches thereof. But if you never do that, then hell will be your home. It won't be a party like I used to say. There won't be no drinking. There won't be no partying. There won't be no good times. Yeah, your buddy's probably going to be there, but he's going to be the one gnawing on you. He's going to be the one that says, why didn't you tell me? He's going to be the one that says, why didn't we listen to that preacher? He's going to be the one that says, why didn't we listen to that person that day that stopped us and witnessed to us and asked us, did we know the Lord? How did we know the Lord if we did know the Lord? Hey, everybody believes in God. Hey, but I'm telling you, Jesus is the answer. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. You ain't going to get to heaven except through Jesus. You ain't going to get to heaven except through the blood of Jesus Christ. And you're going to have to call out in your distress. You have to. It's the only way. So I just pray that God will bless. I thank you for your kind attention and attentiveness and your response back. I tell you, that means a lot to us preachers. It really does help. Continue to remember one another. We're going to ask everybody to stand. We're going to ask Miss Linda to pray a song. We're going to say this altar is open. Just do as the Lord leads.